systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, February 25th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
Yes, it is. And this is our fucking shit. Episode number 159. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for listening to the podcast version of this. I know you subscribe to iTunes, you leave us comments, you give us good ratings. That makes us go further up on the fucking iTunes list of things that are awesome.
Yes.
And we're there. We're fucking on it. Thank you guys for listening live. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. I'll fucking read it on the show, yada yada yada. If you want to call us, 406-204-4687, that spells got P, give us a call. You can leave us messages when the show is not live. Also, real quick, if you are listening live, thank you for just putting up with that fucking... When I'm going to go back and look at the Twitter that's like, show's about to start in 10 minutes, yeah. Fucking an hour and 20 later. So, yeah, if you're listening to the podcast version of this, what you may not know, perhaps you sense something is awry by the tone in my fucking voice. But, nay, everything's cool now, but something happened. We switched fucking things and cables and shit, and our shit got all fucked. And
that's what happened.
And that's what happened. Yeah, that's all you need to know. So, we have our friend Kyle with us today. How are you, Kyle?
Great.
Are you happy to have just been privy to that fucking experience?
That was exciting. I'm glad this is not the last show, though. It would have been a bad situation.
Don't look at me when you talk. Just look at the fucking... Look at Braden when you talk.
Look at Braden.
Because that'll put you where you need to be.
See,
for that.
See, that makes it almost perfect.
So, we got our buddy Kyle here. He called me up earlier, and he's like, hey, I hear there's this show going on. I was like, yeah. He's like, I want to be on it. What do I do? Who do I blow? Tell me. I'll do it.
Whose dick do I got to suck
like,
to get
right.
on the show?
And now they're both happy.
And now we're both happy, relaxed, chilling. That's right. A joke.
That is.
I did get my dick sucked. No big deal. So, if you guys want to see Kyle, the Jam Hole 3 is Kyle's camera. That's what we had to switch around so you guys weren't seeing me and then side me. Now you see me and you see the guest. Through that fucking camera. So, yes. This is, if you guys were listening and you've been following the show for a while, you'll know this is the kid that we called Cookie when we were talking about the kid that used to get off work at Subway and bring us cookies and all that shit. This is that Kyle.
Yeah.
Also, I may have referred to him as our friend that looks just like Milhouse from The Simpsons.
Milhouse? Oh, yeah.
Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have.
If Milhouse was a human being, this would be him. So... That's much taller. There was another thing we were talking about that was him, and I forget what the story was, though.
I totally
what
don't
else
know.
Have we done? We've done a lot of things. You used to LAN party with
LAN
us.
LAN party, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You also, tell me about the day you came over here with a trunk full of white powder.
Oh, that one. That was
yeah,
me.
That was
oh,
this
I
Kyle.
Remember that
I don't remember
story.
If I told that
you
on the
show.
You did tell
that.
Okay, so... You went, tell it.
So we're going, my friend's having this 70s party. So now we decide that someone has to be the Coke dealer for the 70s party. So I go
right.
to, you know, the little Salvation Army.
Because back in the 70s, every party had a Coke dealer.
Right.
Sometimes more than one.
At least one.
And so I go buy this little $3 briefcase and I go decide to buy a bunch of powdered sugar. And I put all this powdered sugar in bags and I got my little suitcase full of Coke now. Great stuff.
And you left it in your trunk
a few days
after that. So if you would have gotten pulled over and the cop would have been like, hey, what's in your trunk? And you open it and he's like, hey, what's in that black leather suitcase?
Oh, hey,
and
don't worry.
And you open it and it looked like Coke. I saw it and I was like, what the fuck is that, dude?
Is
he's
that,
like, no, cool. It's
powdered
sugar. Don't worry about it. I'm like fucking in the suitcase like, I am Cornholio. just tearing it
oh,
up.
Oh, I wish you had told me it was powdered sugar 2 seconds earlier.
Right.
I'm already in the briefcase.
I would have got my waffles and then jumped all up in the suitcase. Right. And been like...
exactly.
Right. Okay. So that's... Right. That's who this is. Now, you used to live with us over at the house by the people that run Anna's.
Yes, I did.
David is actually... He's going with us to New York for the stand-up show in April. So... That's where you might know him from. I've lived with him. You've had a lot of firsts with
first
me.
First would be a good word.
A lot of experiences, mind-expanding experiences, you could say.
I would concur.
Mind-altering?
I gave him his first taste of blow. I also gave him his first taste of...
Fungus, we would say.
Fungus among us. Some hallucinogenic shrooms, if you will. This is all fiction. We smoked a lot of weed together, smoked some salvia.
Yep.
We've been around. How old are you, Kyle?
23 as of yesterday.
Nice. Really? Your birthday was yesterday?
Sure was.
Holy fucking shit. Happy birthday, dude. I remember your 21st birthday when we got you fucked up and I had to actually carry you almost into the house.
You remember? Because I don't.
Yeah. Right. So let me tell you what happened. I carried you into the house and I took your car because I had to go use it probably to go get drugs or something that I was doing back then.
Probably.
And... When I came back, you had somehow destroyed your bedroom. Bookshelf, books all over the floor, spilled drinks everywhere, and you're just like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
And I, like, walk into the house, and everyone's like, dude, Kyle's not okay. We're like, whoa, dude.
Alcohol poisoning.
Just, like, it looked like you had gotten up and started to fall and reached for the bookcase and just brought it down.
Yeah, it sounds about that, right.
Oh, fantastic, awesome. Dude. That's... So, we are going to New York. We're making this trip. We all got our fucking plane tickets. If any of you guys are close to that, or maybe if you're not close to it, but you have some vacation time coming up, that would be a kind of cool thing to waste it on. I know me and Danny, Braden's going, David's going... a bunch of people from over there are going to meet us there. And
that would
anyone
be awesome.
Else, anyone else we can get to go with us from now till then. So thegemmel.com/donate if you guys want to toss us some cash, help pay for some of these expensive expenses. This isn't the best economy to be taking vacations across the U.S. in, perhaps.
It's probably gouged. Yeah, we're getting gouged, son.
Getting gouged on Priceline, Pricewatch, whatever the fuck that site is called. Just
Travelocity, whatever.
Just blowing our shit away. So, remember how a long time ago I was telling you about this girl I met at the college?
Yeah, oh, that was like 16.
Right.
And you're like, it's got to be a good place to pick up older chicks because
exactly.
It's the college.
Because they're going to college.
Right.
Also did not realize that the college is also where scummy girls go to get their GEDs because they dropped out of school because they got knocked up when they were 15.
Well, and a lot of people in high school can take college classes at the same time.
Right. Also, and that never crossed my mind. I just saw this was like a long time
ago. Right. You're just like, pretty girl, be fucking old enough.
Right.
Go.
So then I talked to her a little bit. She called and I talked to her and I found out she was 16.
Cool.
And ever since that happened, like, I started just not really talking to her and shit. And she was always like, oh, you want to go hang out and shit? And I'm like, no, nah, I'm busy.
Yeah, I remember for a while she kept texting you.
Yeah.
You'd just be
and
like,
it was,
nah.
And also it was just dumb shit. Like, little, and okay, you're 16. I understand that now. Maybe you should have said something when I met you.
No,
so anyway,
you should have asked for ID first.
Right. My bad for not carding. If you look under 90, I'm carding. That's
yeah,
it. Me and the fucking ex on gas station. That's our policy.
If you look like you're not a senior citizen,
right,
I'm carding.
That's it. That's all there is fucking to it. I'm done. So I delete her number out of the phone and shit. And this was like forever ago. And I totally like... haven't thought about it at all. Like,
right.
I forgot that had happened.
Because she's just
it's
stopped.
An episode of the Jam Hole. I couldn't
exactly.
tell you what we talked about last week. So I get a text message today from this number, and usually everyone I talk to, they're in my phone with a name. So it's like, oh, this is fucking dipshit, and I know that's Braden, or oh, this is my fucking slut, and I know that's Danny. And
dipshit
this,
2. No,
right, dipshit 2, dipshit 3, it's my family. No big deal. So I get this number, and I'm like, huh. And it says, hey, what's up? And then there's a dumb signature that says something about the number 3 with the fucking greater than sign, I don't know. It
like
was
a
dumb.
Heart something?
Right. That's what I was
I'm a dumb 16-year-old.
The hearts, yeah.
It was, yeah, it was
the, spelled stupid 16-year-old.
Right, like the artist formerly known as Prince is that thing.
Yeah.
Like dumb 16-year-olds is the three with the greater, like this
right.
is what it is.
And
actually.
It makes a heart.
Which I also believe is a gang sign, but I'm not sure.
Quit throwing gang signs.
Sorry,
on this
but
fucking
I mean to get you guys shot.
Be careful,
just
yeah.
You never know who's walking by when you're listening to this fucking show. So, Avila Chick says, some emo heart bullshit, which means run away.
Yes.
Nice.
Which means you should throw the who's this.
Right. That's exactly what I did. I'm like, I'm good, who's this? And I get the text back, oh, it's Allie was her name. It's right. Allie.
Did you remember right away?
Yeah, because okay. I remembered her name. Once she said, this is who it is, I'm like, oh, right. And she's like, this is Allie. You met me at the college a while ago. And I'm like,
oh yeah.
Cool. I thought you were dead by now.
Right, what's up? I thought you were, like, pregnant or something. I don't know. What's
yeah,
up?
In the ditch.
You're not knocked up yet?
Cause... She's just like, I'm good, how are you? I'm like, I'm good, how are you? And she's like, I'm good, how are... Wait a minute. Is this a trick? And I'm like... She's like, we should definitely hang out sometime.
You're like,
and I'm
totally.
Like, I haven't talked to you in like 6 or 7 months. Like, we should go hang out sometime now.
Well,
like,
yeah, because now she's like, she's mature.
Now she's 17
right.
and everything is A-OK.
She's older now.
And yeah, so on top of, like, usually if I was to get the who's this, like, I wouldn't reply. I'd
yeah,
just,
be, just
like, never mind.
That's good.
But she was like, oh, this is me and this, and now let's go hang out and everything's fucking awesome and this and that. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. I got a girlfriend anyways. I'll talk to you later or some shit. I just thought it was weird that all of the sudden, like, no text messages, no anything for, like, 6 months, and all of a sudden she's like, hey, I want to hang out with you. Like, it's Chris Hansen sending yeah. text messages. She's like, he's like, who's this? And she's like, oh, some 28-year-old weirdo that gave me his phone number that I talk to every now and then in case I need him
and
for
he's like,
something.
Really? You should send
right.
him a message.
So what I was thinking, maybe let's hang out, interpreted or translated into, I'm stuck at the college and I need a ride home.
Yeah.
Like,
sounds
hey,
about right.
I'll hang out with you in the truck on the way fucking home.
On the way to my house.
My dad's pissed at me. Come pick me up.
Yeah, yeah. That's totally what I thought it was. Something like that. Like, it just, I don't know. It kind of got me thinking, like, why all of a sudden? Like,
or she's
such
like,
a random thing.
Yeah, either that or she's just like, just sitting at home bored on MySpace and she needs someone to talk to and the only person she has to talk to is you.
Is that it?
I
like
don't know.
Just going through the phone.
Well, I just know girls that I've talked to.
Every other guy knows she's 16 or 17 or whatever.
I don't know. I mean, I've had girls on my phone that I've talked to for a while and then they just disappear or whatever. I don't care about them. And then like way later they totally just text me out of nowhere just trying
yeah.
to you know.
And usually I'll keep their names and numbers and shit. Like,
yeah.
I think Jasmine's I deleted, and then hers I deleted. But when I did something with my phone that I got a new contact program thing. So I went through it and got rid of a bunch of people that I've never fucking talked to in forever.
Right.
And hers was one of them. So, and yeah, it just, I don't know, it just seemed weird that it was all of a sudden and so much time had passed. And I could see if maybe it was like Valentine's Day and she's like, oh, I'm lonely and bored and my boyfriend just went home. Let's see who's in, you know. But
yeah.
it was just, yeah, I don't know, totally random. So
it's hard to predict the mind of a 16-year-old girl.
That
oh,
is
yeah.
very
it's
true.
It's very hard to figure out what she's thinking.
Speaking of 16-year-old girls, I was listening to something today, and they were – you heard about the Rihanna and Chris thing, right?
Of course.
She beat her fucking ass.
Yep.
She gave him herpes, whatever.
She kind of asked for it.
Kind of.
I mean, she did
told
get
her the first time.
Yeah.
She did it again.
I mean, she gave you herpes, didn't tell you about it.
Yeah, like,
what do you
what
do?
Did you, how did you think that was gonna
yeah.
end?
You think it was just gonna be like, oh, cool, I wanted herpes anyway, it's all good.
Thanks for the herpes.
Yeah,
yeah thanks
so,
for the herpes.
Anyway,
cool.
that's basically what happened. So anyway, they were doing some report to where this reporter went to all these different high schools, like in the Midwest, and they were asking him, like, what do you think about this, and how, and what is your reaction? And the overall consensus was like, well, yeah, she deserved it. She had it coming. It was her fault. She was silly. And that, excuse me, coming from high school kids kind of further reinforced my, Mr. Nice Guy said Texas. It was probably in Texas. Somewhere
wasn't
like
it?
That. Anyway, it reinforced the fact that remember when I was talking about on Valentine's Day that how when girls find a guy that doesn't beat them and
right.
doesn't cheat,
they're like, that's a winner.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, that's all they need. As long as he doesn't hit me or cheat on me, he's perfect.
Exactly. Or if I do deserve it and that happens, then, okay, I deserved it.
Right.
And that's crazy that, like, 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, the consensus was totally to the other side. Like, violence and domestic disputes like that between a man and a woman, like, that was seriously
But was that
frowned.
Survey, was that a survey taken from high school?
Yeah, it was
kids?
High school
Oh,
kids.
Really?
Yeah.
So they totally just
And
changed.
That's what I'm saying, like, way back then, that shit was very unacceptable, and it's almost like now it's kind of starting to go to where that's not commonplace, but when it does happen in these circumstances... Mm-hmm. It's okay.
That's because those kids are like, hey, I got beat when I fucked
exactly.
up, so she should get beat when she fucks
which
up.
Which reinforced my statement that when a girl does find a guy that doesn't hit her and doesn't cheat, that's why they're like, oh my god, this guy's perfect. I'm
yeah.
going to hold on to him and shit. But then that got me thinking, all this shit about women and men and how we're different, separate but equal. Or wait, that's black people and men. But you know what I mean. Equal rights, they can vote, and all this shit. You can't have it both ways, okay? I know you're women, and I know you got a lot of fucked up shit swimming around in that fucking ovary of yours that
all
I call your head. This is a woman's
wow.
ovary. It's their
right.
third ovary, if you will. Like, on a guy, this is my third testicle
uh-huh.
sometimes. Depends, right.
We have two heads, they have...
Right. We're like Krakens, and they're like fucking crazy bitches that say one thing and do something totally different.
That's a good comparison.
Not all of you, but most of you. I'm sure
the
all
ones
of you,
I've been
all
around.
Of you have done it at least once in
yeah.
your life. You know that shit. And if
you
you're going, not me, then you do it a lot.
Or you haven't done that yet.
But, so, right, that got me thinking, and you're going to, though, for sure.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Right, so that got me thinking that you want all this equal shit, but not in certain places. It's like, you cannot pick and choose. It has to either be all totally fucking equal, or not at all. So, in that line of thinking, if you guys want shit equal, then if a girl does something to a dude and he hits her, then it's
that's
like...
That's equal.
That's equal.
If you would have been a dude...
Then. Hit him back
Yeah,
then.
If you would have been a dude and you gave me herpes, I would have beat your ass still.
I would have gave you AIDS.
Yeah.
Pervert.
I'm just treating you like an equal. That's what you fucking wanted.
Exactly. And that pisses me off that they're like, oh, we want to vote, and we want to have jobs that pay just as much as you guys. It's like, well, then, when you piss me off, just like my dude friends do, I'm going to punch you in the
but
face.
But of course they want to have everything, and they just want to have, like, the good things. They don't want that
who
bad
doesn't?
Ones.
I'm sorry. I want to make money and not have to work. That's not going to
yeah,
fucking happen.
Sorry.
So you can't have your cake and eat it, too. And honestly,
if you wanna be,
between both of us, you probably shouldn't be eating that cake in the first place.
If you wanted to be treated like equals with men, you got to take a punch like one.
Right. So speaking of taking a punch like a man and not eating cake because maybe you don't need the extra calories, the video on thejamhole.com/YouTube, she's going to love this when she
awesome.
Listens to it.
Oh my god.
Thejamhole.com/YouTube, you'll see the tongue piercing video. That's old news, whatever. 150 views by now, no big deal. It's only been up for a week, that's cool.
Nobody cares.
The new, I know, nobody does. The new video, Spring Cleaning, also up there. It's on thejamhole.com/forums. All our videos are up in both places. YouTube, you might look at that video. When you see it, you'll see the thumbnail is a shot of a belt not totally fitting the way it should. You might have thought, hey, Matt probably picked that to be funny to Danny. Nay, friends, nay, I did not pick that. And she was kind of mad about that. She's like, okay, we make jokes about
That's
my
funny,
weight
right,
and
ha-ha.
The belt. Haha, did it have to be the fucking thumbnail also? I'm like, dude, talk to thejamhole.com/YouTube.
Yeah,
that
that's...
Not. That wasn't me.
You need to talk to YouTube over that. That
so,
was all YouTube's doing.
Last night, I see it. I'm like, all right, I kind of want to change it. Because I don't know. It doesn't describe. Like, that's not what the video's about. That's
right.
just a small part of it. And the fact that it's a dumb picture to have as the thumbnail. Like, it should
or
be
a spring
picture
cleaning thing, yeah.
of us or something like that. So I try to change it. YouTube's like, uh-uh.
No.
I like that. I'm not
I
letting
like
you
that
change
one.
It.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it was kind of...
Well, I think it's a totally random thing. It just chooses a
right,
part of the video at random.
But that was weird that it picked that clip
yeah,
at
it
random.
Is.
Maybe it was Destiny, you know?
Exactly. The pick of Destiny. Or YouTube, if you will. So, but then, also, on top of that, when I try to fucking change it, it's like not letting
nope,
me.
Sorry.
It's like, hey, you can't fuck with fate, bro. I know as much as you like to, you can't. So, while we're talking about her real quick, I want to give a little tip to all guys out there that are in relationships. And you might say to yourself, you are the last bro we're going to fucking take relationship advice from.
Especially after watching that video.
Right. But nay, that's all. We make jokes.
That's funny.
That's jokes.
Funny haha.
Asked her, like, are you seriously that fucked up about your weight? And she's like, no, it's fine. And she does the same fucking thing to me. Exhibit A, Your Honor, thejamhole.com/forms. What's the fucking problem with Matt this time? You know,
yeah.
Like, okay, let's play a fucking game. That's fine. But just remember that I'm going to dish it out as well. And I can do it better. So,
Mr. Nice Guy said, what about the ones not in a relationship?
This goes for you also, but more okay. So, because if you're not in a relationship, and you're with a girl, chances are you're not going to be arguing as much. You're not going to be, you know, having bad blood between you. Bad
Hopefully.
Vaginal blood, if
right.
You know what
Period
I mean.
Blood.
Yeah, so that's kind of what this is for. And I know we haven't been in a relationship that long, and it's not that we argue and stuff very much, but it's
what?
We argue in fun, mostly.
Uh-huh.
Fun arguing.
Right.
Right, because that exists.
She'll make fun
That's
of me.
That's not a total cop-out.
She'll
oh,
make,
not at all, no.
Fuck you guys. She'll make fun of me about whatever it is that is the answer to the jamhole.com/forums thing, and I'll call her a big fat fuck. Like, all in good fun.
Ha-ha.
We kiss and have sex and make
and
up.
Then
and
then later
fun.
You two go and do your separate ways and cry.
No.
It.
Well, I don't. Separate I don't quarters. Know. She might be. I don't know.
Well, if she is, you're in some trouble.
I was hoping she wasn't. Yeah, I was hoping she could take it better. But so I started doing this last night, and it was so fucking amazing. And it worked like, I don't even know how to explain it. This is the greatest thing ever in the world. And this may be the one thing that single hand, Violichick says, I enjoyed the Twitter disagreement.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
those.
That's fun. TheJamhole.com/Danny. You guys can follow her on Twitter, DANNI. And then TheJamhole.com/Twitter is mine. And then Braden has one, too, that no one gives a fuck about.
No, I don't even fucking use it.
Yeah.
What you do now. Hold on, I gotta make sure I say this.
I love right. How you were, like, talking shit about her when you're laying in bed
or
whatever.
I fucking love her.
And then
it's
she's
amazing.
In here checking her Twitter and seeing you, like, talk about it.
Saying.
She's like, don't Twitter about me when I'm in the other room, idiot.
Really?
She said that. You didn't see that?
When? A while
Last
ago?
Night or something. When you were mad at her for being on MySpace.
Oh, I wasn't mad. I was mad at myself for being an idiot. Because I was like, hint, hint, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed.
Right.
Thinking, okay, she's going to come with me. And we're going to get naked and do it one more time.
But no.
And she's like, okay, I'm going to just hang out here on MySpace.
Right.
And I was like, I just kept walking. I was like, dumb motherfucker.
And then you Twittered.
And then I Twittered, yeah.
Yeah, you Twittered that, and then you Twittered, oh, yeah, fuck MySpace. And then
right,
she's like,
because it totally backfired on me.
And then she read it and was like, hey, don't talk about me when
oh,
I'm the
I was
next
already
room,
in,
idiot.
I was
cool.
already in
Like,
bed.
How does that make you feel, though? Like, I'm going to stay up in MySpace.
I know.
Come
yeah,
to bed.
Seriously.
Oh, cool.
Instead of
cool.
coming, fuck me again. Like, thanks, dude. Cool. I appreciate it. No big deal. It's fine.
Whatever.
It's fine. So
I got Rosie Palm and her five friends.
That's right. I have no shame. I'll bring the cat in there. No big deal.
You're used to
so,
that by now.
That's right. What's that? Oh, can you?
Is that? Okay. Oh my God! Yeah. Who was laughing hysterically?
That's Viola.
MDS says MySpace better than cock.
Yes.
Okay. Now I want to make sure that I get this right because it has to be worded a very specific way.
Choose your words carefully.
I have to choose my words wisely.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, when it's not your fault, laugh out, lol all you want. That was Milhouse here.
Yeah, Milhouse fucked it up.
Not
cool.
The sound down.
That's right. Okay. So what you guys do, You can use this whenever you're talking to her. Maybe she's talking to you. She's
her
going.
Her being your girlfriend?
Her being any female in your life that you are
I'm going to write this down right now.
Okay,
right.
You have to be comfortable with this now. You have to be comfortable with the chick you're with. And if you're with the chick and you're uncomfortable, then you shouldn't be with her in the first place.
Right.
So maybe you and your chick are talking and, you know, guys are like quick and to the point and we say our shit and that's it. And girls are like fucking walking 5 blocks to the right to get somewhere that was like 2 feet away from here. Like just around the blah, 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 baby, whatever the fuck. Oh. You never do the dishes, this, that, whatever. Whenever you want them to just shut the fuck up, this is what I started doing last night, and this works so fucking great.
Okay, it's like reverse psychology.
You pretend
is that
you're
what it
Danny.
Is? Okay.
Okay, now start talking to me.
So today I was at work and I was cooking a bunch of food and I got like barbecue all over me.
Got weeded and stuff.
Yeah, I got weeded, you know, whatever. What are you doing with your pants?
Okay, so what you do, this worked good because I had my pajama pants on.
Right.
So she's sitting there talking to me and all of a sudden I just like slide my pants down a little bit and I pull my dick out and I just start petting it. But I'm totally staring at her the whole time. And I'm like, that's interesting. As soon as she makes eye contact, she fucking stops just like that and starts laughing. Now, wow. I don't know why she was laughing. Like, this is...
Because you were petting your pet snake?
Or maybe because there's something funny with my dick or something. I don't know. Because
it's got a left hook to it.
Fuck you, it does not. But either way, it stopped like that. And
that's
she
awesome.
Laughed, and I gave her a hug and a kiss, and I went in the other room, and she just shut the fuck up. So,
oh,
I
no, she did. She
so,
did just laugh at
I
your dick.
So fuck, I don't care. That's
got
fine.
Her to stop.
As long as they're laughing, I don't care what they're laughing at me or with me. Whatever,
definitely
doesn't matter.
Just laugh.
I want you guys to seriously try this next time you have an argument with your wives, with your girlfriends, with whoever the fuck that you're comfortable enough with to pull out your cock. Maybe your mother, maybe your dad, your brother, your sisters, your aunts, uncles, anybody.
Second cousins.
Fucking A. You just pull out your dick, and you can't just pull it out and be like, look at my dick.
Yeah.
You have to pull it out. You cup it in one hand. Like, let's pretend this is my dick, okay? Not in real life size. Okay. So this is my dick. You're talking. I pull it out, and I start petting it. Now, you gotta fucking make eye contact with them. India says, does Danny pull out hers and pet it too? She's gonna after this fucking episode.
That's how she's gonna get you to stop talking next time you're blabbering.
I know.
Blabbering
she's just
on.
Gonna like drop her drawers and start fingering her twat.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say to that?
Yeah, you
what
don't.
You can't.
You just gotta
say.
Join
what
in.
What direction do you stroke? Do you go from shaft to
I
tip?
Go
from
I go from balls to tip.
Okay.
Well, not the balls, because that's...
From the base to the tip.
From the base to tip.
To the tip.
Right.
And you gotta do it very pronounced. Just...
Like, this is what I'm doing.
I am
look at this.
But you got it. Don't look at your dick.
Right.
You
look at them.
Totally make
eye
contact with him. The MDS says this should be a really interesting meetup.
Wow.
At the end of the world, Viola J.
I can't believe I'm going to be meeting
it's
going to
be the most amazing thing. Now, I really, like, when Keith and the girl have meetups and shit, like, they do stuff. Because that's what they used to do. They were clowns. They entertain people. I don't know, I'm almost kind of nervous about this. Like, not to meet you guys, I've met a lot of you already. But just, I don't want you guys to be expecting, like, all this planned out shit. Like, I'm not as old or mature as those guys are at all. So I'm not going to have, like, here's your itineraries. This is what we're going to be doing from this time to this time, this time to this time. But I really also, on that same note, I hope that when we all get there, we're not just all going to be, like, standing there being like, so...
Like,
what should we do?
What do you guys want to do?
Yeah, like, we're in New York City. What should we fucking do?
So, thejamhole.com/forums, we need to start brainstorming ideas of what you guys want to do. Because I know a lot of you guys aren't old enough to go to bars. And I don't drink, and I don't... I'm sure with the Keith and the girl shit, we're all going to be spending more than enough time in fucking bars. We know that. You can't even get into fucking bars, Braden.
No.
So...
Work on that fake ID.
I'm I'm making that wrong. So I don't know. We can. I'd like to golf if it's nice. We can do that.
That'd
bowling.
Be cool.
Like we can hang out and do a show in our hotel.
We can do what we do in fucking Montana.
I'll bring my longboard. We'll go longboard. Like I don't know. And I mean, if you guys want to drink and we can just party in our hotel room or whatever, that's fine. And I'd like to get a lot of you guys. Since we're going to be there, like, actually with us in person when we do our shows. Because we're going to try and shoot to do two shows while we're down there. So
we could do, we're probably going to be bored and not find anything to do.
We can do a show every night while
we're
there
gonna,
if you guys want.
We might have to.
And we're going to bring everything. But I just don't want you guys, because this is our first kind of in-person thing that has to do with the show. So I don't want to get there and have you guys expecting that we're going to have all this planned out shit like Keith and the girl does. Like, it's totally not going to be like that at all. Like, we'll try and have an idea of what we're going to do, but it's not going to be as organized as what they did. Like, they did that for a living. If you guys wanted me to deliver you water or fix your computers, I could do that.
Cool.
If you fucking ask me, I'll punch you in the face, but I could fucking do that.
But you don't want to feel like you have to, like, do a show, like, the whole
week
you're there.
And I don't want to make it sound like I'm trying to bail out of entertaining you guys. Like, I love to entertain and shit. I just don't want it to be you guys expecting it to be a Keith and the Girl caliber type of event. Like, We're not there yet at all.
Yeah.
And when we are, I'm sure we'll pay someone to fucking do all that shit, because that is not me. I'm organized in certain things, but not when it comes to doing stuff. Like, we're going to go there, and we're going to just see where it goes.
I hope that they don't hang out with us and are like, oh my god, these two fucking people are so boring.
Well, they met me. I don't know what the fuck they're going to think about you. You just shut the fuck up and follow my...
Yeah, but you haven't met all of them. I mean,
no, I know. I've
who
met
else,
a
I don't
lot
even know
them.
Who's going to be there.
Yeah,
you've met MDS.
I just wanted to... That was kind of bugging me, and I just wanted to make that clear that don't expect anything
near... Well, they met you...
What they're doing.
During all the planned out Keith and the Girl events that you had to do.
Right.
So when it's up to us to entertain them, it's going to be different.
We're going
to
go throw rocks at fucking black cab drivers or something. No,
whatever.
I'm totally kidding.
God.
And Mr. Nice Guy says, are you going to take your cat? No. But that reminds me, I should probably find something to do
a
with
cat
her.
Cat sitter or something.
We could bring her. She totally would just chill. I don't know. I'd rather not. But
yeah, she can stay.
Okay, so real quick, before we get on to some Fuck My Life, and we're going to do some confessions, and we're going to do some news and shit. I'm sick of our toilet. Yeah, thejaml.com/Twitter. Can I just say this real quick?
You can.
I'm really getting fucking sick and tired of sticking my hand in the upper deck part of the fucking toilet every time I want to fucking flush it. Because it did that last time.
I had to fix it.
Right. See, there's the handle that you would push the thing. And
right. And the fucking cord goes and pulls the plug out and flushes the toilet.
So the cord came out. Brayden put it back through. Now the cord came out the other side.
And
I went
broken.
To put it back through. There's nothing to put it through. It was a piece of the plastic itself. So now, whenever we want to flush the toilet, you gotta stick your fucking hand in that nasty-ass shit. Granted,
clean water, yeah.
Right, that's besides the point.
It's still
a moldy,
irritating.
Disgusting mess of shit in it.
Yeah,
there's
it's
mold.
Gross.
Literally, it's like, hey, you want me to get that for you? Because I'm right here. I'm like, whoa, dude.
Whoa.
Fucking peroxide and shit.
I know, I hate it when it looks at me and blinks while I'm trying to
I know.
Pounce.
It's like stage fright, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I can't do that
dick.
When you're staring at me.
I know. Get off my nuts. And, I'm just, it was one more thing, right? Everything
right.
in this fucking house is falling apart. I mean, we don't pay very much, or I don't pay very much for this place.
We don't pay very much.
But I would appreciate the water working. Maybe a washer and dryer every now and again. Is that too much? Perhaps, I don't know, being able to flush the fucking toilet without having to stick my fucking hand in it. Just saying. Like,
those are luxuries you have to pay for.
Apparently, luxuries I can't fucking afford, so fuck my life, I
to pay extra for those.
Yeah.
It fucking figures. Also, thejamhole.com, if you go to listen live, I don't know how many of you guys use that to listen to the live shows. On top of having that live show applet there, I also made a thing that will play all the live video archives. Anything that's in my live video favorites for thejamhole.com/live video will be played on that. So every show, like I said before, we archive 2 half-hour clips from the show. And once those are ready in my videos on live video, I favorite them and it'll go into that player. And it's also on thejamhole.com/MySpace. So you can watch all of those, all of the clips from the show in case you missed the live show or you're new to the show and you want to see what we look like, what we do, whatever. It's all right there. So MDS says, for 4 1/4, you can keep peeing off the porch. That is a good point. In this economy, I mean, I guess.
Saving money on the water.
That's wait, right. Wait till the first time I have to take a dump and I do it off the porch.
You just sit on the fucking railing just and hang your ass over.
A nice fucking 2-second delay before it goes.
It's a long fall.
Oh, fuck.
It'll be a nice present in the summertime.
I'm looking forward to all that snow melting. So how are you, Kyle?
Good.
You're young.
Young.
You have a mortgage already.
Oh, yes.
Was that a mistake? Are you regretting that now?
No, I like having a house and being able to do whatever I want to.
Would be nice if my brother would pay rent, maybe?
He does pay rent.
Yeah,
actually.
No. He's got jobs and shit now.
He does. Job, I guess.
Would be nice. What was I saying about women wanting to be treated equal? You want to live with us? Pay half the fucking rent. That's all
right,
I'm saying,
for
right?
Sure. Yeah.
2 girls live there. You guys could be splitting your what? How much is your mortgage? $1,200, say?
$700.
Oh, whoa, dude. Oh, my God. So $700 between 4 people is like less than $200.
Cheap.
But how do you split it?
I split it, well...
Between you and my brother?
There's really only your brother and myself, and then his girlfriend's over there maybe 3 nights a week.
Okay. That's dumb.
Yeah.
So you just have to split the bill between... You no,
I just
him.
Charge Mark a little bit of money. It's
right, and then so
cheap.
you broke up with your girlfriend that you guys bought this house together, right?
Well, I bought the house. It's all in my name. Nothing's under her name.
Right.
She's just living there, of course.
Under the assumption that you guys were going to be together for the rest of your fucking lives.
Oh, I didn't think it'd be for the rest of our lives.
No? But. Really?
But
maybe,
now
well,
you have a house.
Somewhere down the road, but not like in the immediate future.
Not right
now.
What?
Too young, yeah.
But now he has a house for whoever he is with.
Right, so you can add that to the resume when you're going out looking for a new girlfriend. You'd be like, I got my college degree, which does me fuck all good.
Yeah. I own my
I
own
got
house.
A job, which doesn't have anything to do with my college degree.
Yeah,
and
hopefully. I don't know. We'll see.
I have my own house.
Yeah.
Read them and weep, and then they're like, okay, well, let's discuss this.
Well, I'll call you back.
And I can do a wicked good Milhouse impression.
That's
check
right.
Check this out. So, you have a tattoo on your finger.
On my finger?
What, is it on your finger?
It is on my finger.
Is that an actual tattoo?
Show
it's
everybody.
It's an actual tattoo.
Like, show really? Everybody in the camera. Get nice and close to
them. Wow.
A little mustache.
I fucking love
that. That is the best tattoo I've ever seen.
If I had that, I would just carry water jugs in one hand and I would just walk around mustache. Like this all fucking day.
Oh my God.
I totally forget about it all the time, too.
Really?
Like when you're taking a drink of water and you have the glass and you put it up to your mouth like this.
See, I would go out of my way to do things like that. Like I'd be brushing my teeth like this and I don't know. I would... Vila Chick says, I kind of want one now. I did too. I saw that and I was like, that's a good fucking idea. Like,
did you
like
just go out and get that tattoo? You're like, you know, I really want a mustache on my finger.
I thought about it for a while. Like I really wanted the tattoo, but the really hard part was finding the style of mustache that you want.
Right. Cause that's going to be there forever.
Find a nickel.
What
man.
Kind of mustache do I want for the rest
a
of
Hitler
my life?
Stash? Do you want? You know,
yeah, what do you want?
What do you want?
Mr. Nice Guy says, is it because you can't grow your own?
Oh, I can grow my own.
He's got at least. See, when I do a goatee, it looks like pubic hair. When he does it, it actually looks like a goatee. What the fuck is up with that shit? I don't know. What's the story behind the new Danny? What? Oh, her.
She got a new one?
She got, right. Danny went and got tattooed, if you guys follow her on Twitter, yesterday. And she's a huge fan of, like, Beetlejuice and Michael Keaton and whatever. And she always wanted a tattoo of the Beetlejuice thing when he comes out of the fucking ground and he's like, step right up, da 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 da. And, yeah, so she went and did it.
Beetlejuice is pretty
cool,
yeah.
Have you seen, is it all done?
No, it's all the gray wash and that shit's done. There's no color in it or anything. Mm. I think if you follow her on thejamhole.com/Danny and look at her TwitPic account, you'll see it in there. There's a bunch of shit like that.
Dr. Pepper says you should get a tattoo on your thigh of that squirrel from Ice Age and make it look like it's chasing your nuts.
Done and done.
That is a good idea.
Right after my Keith and the Girl tattoo so I can get into this fucking show for free. I was thinking of getting, like, because I want the Jam Hole logo. And you know how, like, the top of it's the circle, kind of.
Uh-huh.
And the bottom of the Keith and the Girl logo is kind of, like, ground. So I was thinking of using that, like, the Jam Hole circle is swallowing up the Keith and the Girl logo. Like, it's eating it.
Yeah, it's like, a black hole.
Right. I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I'd want to do it. And MDS says you should get a tat of ingrown pubic hair. So,
public hair.
This is, maybe it's a weird synchronicity, I don't fucking know. But what the fuck is up with pubic lice? I've gone...
Pubic lice? Never heard
crabs,
of it.
Crabs, perhaps?
Oh, is that the same thing?
Probably. I don't fucking know.
Because I've never heard of pubic lice exactly.
Okay. I haven't heard that word in for fucking ever. And today, I've heard it fucking twice.
What?
Which really? Is more than I should ever want to hear it.
In your whole life.
Right. So I'm listening to, what the fuck was it? Distorted View. And he's talking about this news story or something to where people are breeding this special kind of pubic lice to where it doesn't bite you. It just feeds off of your dead skin cells or whatever. And there's a whole following of people that want this thing or have it. And there's a whole community about, and they're, I forget what the fuck they're
called.
So
they want, but they want it. You want these lice to eat their dead skin cells?
Exactly. They want them, they live with these lice, these pubic lice. And it's a lifestyle. They feed it. There's instructions on how to grow your pubic lice all burly and awesome. How to make them happy.
Crazy.
They start little communities and families in your shit.
They build an elementary school. Right. They're all teaching them fucking math and everything.
Exactly. It's just like dogs, how for a long time they've been bred to be a certain way. And these lice have been bred. It's like...
That's fucked up.
Really? Adult? I want... That's like saying I want fucking HIV, but I don't want the strain that's gonna kill me. I just want the strain that's gonna make me super fucking sick all the time. Because I like that kind of attention, because I'm a douche.
Wow.
Right? So that was the first time.
Mr. Nice Guy says the new Sea Monkeys.
Right.
That is.
Speaking of Sea Monkey, that's our favorite web browser.
Hey.
Like
Google
people who like
Sea Monkey
don't want their own pets. Like, oh, I'm just going to get pubic lice. They, like, they don't have to feed them.
They're
they just like live off of me. It's great. Yep.
They're
they
like,
keep me clean.
I want a dog so bad, but my fucking landlord says, no, you can't have a dog. You're like, well, I'm going to get pubic lice then. Like,
cool.
Get... That just blows me away. And they're like, oh, you don't know. Don't knock it till you've tried it and shit. And it's like, okay, I fucking understand that. But I really don't want fucking little lice running around on my...
Crabs, if
they're
you
like,
will.
Well, yeah. they don't bite. It's like, well, what if somebody fucks up and you get the kind that bite? Now you got fucking shit munching on your nuts all fucking night, you know? Like, that just seems weird. So, and people are paying for this. Like, you can get top dollar for some fucking pubic lice that don't bite you and shit.
Wow.
Like, it's a fucking commodity now. Un-fucking-blazable. Un-fucking-lazable. Will you fucking load the rest of this?
I can.
I apologize for that loud pop. That was the... Right, okay.
That was nothing.
So that was the first time I heard the phrase pubic lice today. The second time, and this was kind of weird, like I've come to expect that kind of shit from Distorted View. That's cool, whatever, that's why I listened to it. But the Skeptic's Guide? I'm like,
what?
Right.
That's where they were... That's
the second place I heard about it. And it was that truth, or what was it, science or fiction, about the fossilized pubic lice or something. And that, I don't know, maybe that's where it came from and they've been being bred ever since then. But it was just so weird. Like, I've gone so long in my life without having, I've never gotten that before. Thank you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely a good thing.
I don't know how. I've had scabies before, but never pubic
lice. What
the
fuck is scabies again? Remind
me. They're a wicked looking thing. Like, I made the mistake of looking up a fucking microscopic blown up picture of them.
Ugh.
I was like, whoa, dude. Fucking I
never
had that
again
on my hands and shit. And they burrow into, like, in between your fingertips and shit, and they just, you can tell because there'll be, like, little bubbles, and you can kind of pop them. And then the scabby jumps out, and you're like, ah!
Fucking face hugger.
Right. It's kind of like that. But and it doesn't really do anything. I guess just be careful you don't itch your balls and shit. I don't know.
Scabies on your nutsack?
Yeah. FX761 says scabies can come from pets, which that makes sense because that was about the time when I was living in that house by the airport with the 9 fucking cats.
Really?
And all that shit. Wow. So that, but yeah, a little bit of sulfur cream and it went away. But like pubic lice?
It's like that, but by my dick. No, thanks.
I understand that it's a sexual fetish kind of thing. Like, okay, people always, people are never satisfied. We've talked about this many times on the show. It's never enough. I want mine, and then I want yours, and then I want his. Like, you want all this fucking shit. Okay, regular sex, that's cool. I come, whatevs. I need more than that. So now we're having anal sex. That's cool, whatever, I need more. We have gay sex. We have bestiality. We have fucking, we eat shit. We eat other people's shit. We drink people's piss. We let people crush our balls. Ball poppers. Ugh. We dress up like little fucking babies and we suck our fucking thumbs and shit. I can understand that. Like, I honestly, thank you. I honestly can understand that and be like, well, okay, I can kind of see where you're coming from.
Right.
MDS says, but two for the price of one, pet your dick and your pubic lice pets at once.
Yes.
Oh, but that, I cannot see that being, like, something that I would want to do. Granted, eating shit is not exactly something I want to do.
There's a lot of things I don't want to do.
It's crossed my mind. Like, what if I take a dump on her while she's sleeping or something like that, you know?
See what happens.
Just see where it goes.
You know, for
just
humor.
Yeah. For fun, right? Yeah. Like, hey, honey, it's for the show.
Yeah.
Okay?
That makes it okay. So, see, now that it's on video, it's actually worth something now.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No pictures, please. No pictures. Okay. So, yeah, I just thought that was weird. Like, I've gone so long without having heard about that shit, and now all of a sudden, it's like, boom, once. Weird. Boom.
Was
twice.
That? Did you listen?
Whoa.
Did you listen to both those in the same day?
Yeah, because I went to Paulson today, so yeah. I was catching up on all my Distorted View shit, and then I went on to Stereo Radiation, and then Skeptic's Guide, or Keith and the Girl, and then Skeptic's Guide, and yeah, and then I heard it again, and I was just like, what the fuck? And that's, but then I guess in this economy today, people are paying for it. Like, that might be an interesting way to make a quick buck, you know? It's like, I got lice, and they're like, is the kind that bite? And I'm like, absolutely, yes.
I don't know. Which kind do you want?
The biting or just
the pets?
Yeah,
well, you actually have to train them. So, oh, I'm not even on the right page. Ah! I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. How are you? You guys good?
I'm good.
That's what I wanted to ask. Have you ever had crabs before?
No.
Have you?
No
are
STDs
you,
here.
You guys are fucking liars.
I've actually never had anything like that.
I've actually never had sex before, Matt. Okay, Braden, fantastic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Today.
Why, have you?
Huh?
What sexually transmitted disease have you had?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
STDs?
Matt. Yeah.
I'm going to say Matt has it.
You sound so surprised that we have never had one.
Well,
so how many have you had?
I forget you guys are young. And I made it a habit when I was younger to have sex with drug addicts. Fuck my life.
So, back to my question, how many STDs have you had?
No, I don't do drugs anymore. Did I tell you about today? Today,
just
I came back from college, and I visited my parents' house. No big deal. There was a new family portrait hung over the mantle at my parents. Hung over the Mickey mantle. come on. Of my parents and two sisters. My mom had always wanted one, but always postponed it. It was dated the day after I left for college. Fuck my life. Oh, that sucks, dude. You were actually probably adopted.
I was going to say, yeah, adopted baby for sure.
Today, and honestly, though, none. I've never, that I know of.
Oh.
Then again, I've never been tested, but neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. The thing is, like, I just wait for one of my friends to be like, man, I got this or that, and then I can be like, who did I fuck that you fucked, and I can see if I got it right. Or not.
Can I cross-reference that real quick?
So far, Ryan has been the only one, and I never dicked anybody. He's dicked, so I'm cool.
You're okay.
And, like, when I pee, it's all good.
Except for all the people you fucked when you were in Alamon.
Right.
You don't know
those
about
don't
them.
Count,
right,
though.
But that was so long ago. If
true.
Something would have happened,
now.
It would have, right. And I'm golden, so cool. Whatever. Except for that one thing,
golden
whatever.
Showers.
Golden,
wait, what,
I'm golden
one thing?
Showers.
What
golden
one thing?
Showers.
Would it be the one thing that you won't want to talk about, or
we'll bring up on the show?
Talk about when Danny's here and she pisses me. Whoa, camera. Sorry, guys. And she pisses me off to where I really make fun of her for being kind of chunky. She's not even fat at all.
Not
like,
at all.
When she's naked, she looks, like, so curvy and perfect. But it's funny that
she actually has an almost naked picture of her.
Yeah, no,
I saw
she's
that.
She's so fucking hot. But
yeah,
it's
she is
just
not
funny.
Fat at all.
It's funny to me because I used to be so fat, and now, like, I'm when I could fit in the belt and she couldn't, to
yeah.
me, I'm still that
you
big.
You have a fat complex.
And when people
forever.
Are like, you're so small, and I'm like, no, I'm, well, okay, maybe I am now, but in my
yeah.
head, I'm
so small.
I'm still totally not. So that's why I fuck with her about it. Plus, it's funny to watch her get pissed. She's
Viola
so
Chick,
hot when she's pissed.
Viola Chick says, girls have things about being called fat. Every girl has a complex about it.
And that's weird because complex is the same word Danny was saying that she was giving me. She's like, you're starting to get a complex about this now. I'm like, yeah, we, like, hold on. Fuck my life. Hold on. The other night, I kind of gave her a hard time. I'm like, you never fuck me anymore.
What?
I know. Like, totally just fucking with her. But it had been a couple days since we did it. And I'm just like we've been together for years. And I'm like,
yeah.
I totally went all out. Juilliard all 4 years. Just like, we've been together for so long. And you like, fuck me on my birthday and sometimes on Christmas. Like, just totally fucking with
wow.
her and shit. And she's like, well, we've been busy and going to bed late and shit. And I'm like, yeah, it was always that issue. So the next day, I got off of work and she was
well,
here.
Well, hold on. MDS says, isn't Juilliard music not acting?
Shut up, it's acting.
Shut your mouth.
Shouldn't you have said that like episode fucking 100 when we first started saying that? You're like, hey, let's see how many times Matt says
oh,
that.
Oh, wait, no, Viola Chick just saved you. It's an art
thank
school,
you.
So it's both.
Oh, shit. Wow. I gotta adjust this real quick. Okay, sorry. So the next day I get home and she's.
You got that?
I'm working on it. I'm looking here and there's a lat. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, back the other way now.
Oh, wait. Almost. Come on.
Are you cool?
There it is. Wait. I think you're... it's almost perfect. Almost.
Got it. Okay,
I love having to wait that second to watch it.
Oh,
move.
Go fuck yourselves. You guys waited a fucking hour for this show to even get started because...
And now we gotta adjust
Brayden,
all the shit in the middle of it.
Because Brayden broke shit and
I didn't
now...
break anything.
Shut your fucking
you
mouth.
Fuck you.
Who's that? Was it
Buddy
move
Christ,
the cameras and shit?
Hold on. Buddy Christ, would you take a moment to point to the person that broke the equipment? Pointing to you, bitch! He was pointing to you!
I was dodging out of the way of that shit, fucking Buddy Christ.
Whatever.
You sit in your fucking chair. Don't
I
ever
will.
Get up during a show again. Brayden, sit down. Sit the fuck down. Brayden!
You might have to tie me down.
You wait for this fucking trip. Okay, so what was I saying?
I know
right,
Matt
so,
would like that. Brayden was all tied down and everything.
Oh,
I've been tied down.
That's
me.
Right. So I get off work and she's here and I just bum rush her. Like, grabbed her fucking into the bedroom and shit. And she's like, why'd you turn the light off? And I'm like, I don't know.
Because you're curvy?
I'm just turning the... And she's like, I'm giving you a complex about this. And I'm like, no, I just want to fuck with the lights off. God damn it. Just fucking pissed. And
God.
I would fuck you guys.
I think that's awesome.
That's because that's where the G-spot was of my last girlfriend. It's called evolution, okay? I actually was with her for so long, I evolved to hit that spot. Now I'm with somebody whose G-spot just happens to be in her fucking throat. Fuck me, there's nothing I can do about it. No, I'm kidding. It's like on the other side.
It's on the other side of her pussy.
Right.
There, so now you fucking know. Are you happy? Great. Shut the fuck up and let's move on. Today,
fuck my life.
I walked downstairs in a new outfit after dieting for 3 months and losing just over 20 lbs. my mom took one look at me and said, you better keep going. Fuck my life. My mom's a bitch.
Fuck her.
Fuck her. Today, the guy I like told me in casual conversation that I shouldn't get mad at him if he makes out with other girls at the bar. Hey.
That's
honey,
fine, you know.
Honey, if we're at the bar and you catch me making out with another chick or two or three, don't get mad. You cannot get mad. And she's like, okay.
But you just made out with three other chicks.
Now, so
me.
When you come home from work and dinner ready is pizza, you don't get to hit me and tell me that's what hurts anymore.
Whoa. Right.
That's what hurts! I love that.
No, but
so,
it just
okay,
says,
pinky swear? Deal? Okay.
It just says the guy I liked. It doesn't say that they're in a relationship.
Well, okay. That's, well, if, yeah, that's true then. He only does it when he's drunk. That really,
of course.
And hey, he really doesn't like them. Honey, I love you. I just fuck them to get better at loving you.
Yeah, right. It's okay.
I'm not making. We're just fucking. It's
hey,
only
this
sex.
Is just full sex. Yeah. That's all it is. That's all it really is.
Yeah.
We've been sleeping together for a week now. He met me at the bar. Fuck my life. What a coincidence. Oh, wow. Did he drop like two double negs on you and then roll out with his wing bros or whatever? God, do you realize, like, what that show and those books and that fucking douche, do you realize what he's doing? All these retards that were too dumb or awkward or whatever to meet chicks and actually get in the sack without knocking them out with fucking chloroform first.
For the full sex.
Right, like, those guys weren't doing it, and now some of them are. You know, all that's doing is just increasing the fucking population of retards. Like, they weren't having sex for a reason. And now you're like, hey guys, come here. Let me tell you something. If you want to have sex with them, you actually insult them twice, drop your number, and then leave. And they're like,
that's so genius.
What?
Should have had a V8, dude. So now they're doing it, and
It's working.
You're fucking up everything, dude. And I swear to God, if I see that guy in New York, he will be my first fight, and I will fucking kill him.
That would be awesome.
I'll be like, that's what hurts.
You're going to have to pass me the video camera first.
Well, yeah, that's why I bought Danny a camera also, so
right.
Both you guys will be able to fully document this. And the idea is to make this into a DVD for those
that
of
would
you
be
that
cool.
Didn't actually get to go to this. So, yeah.
And to donate some money, you know.
Right, jamble.com/donate. We're still doing two shirts for $20 if you want one or two.
Well, yeah, two.
That's right. Today, I came home to tell my parents about my new nose job I got about a month ago. They still
wow.
haven't noticed. My mom always told me I should get one, so I...
Really? My mom?
Wow, parents.
Good
is
job,
your mom, like 5 years older than you are?
Yes.
Cool. She said I should get one, so I didn't tell her right away to see if she would notice. I was home for about 20 minutes before she asked me, so, when you getting that nose job? But it, fuck my life. Today, my boyfriend said that being with me was his payment for past sins. Fuck my life. See, that's the shit I'm talking about. Like, why are you there then?
Yeah.
Are you that dumb that you're like, well, it's either this or nothing, and, you know, I don't know. Today, I left my glass. Is that why you guys got back together? Was it like, we hate each other, but it's better than how we hate ourselves when we're alone?
No, I don't think so. We just, I don't know.
Just, you never know what you have until you lose it?
I guess something like that.
Was that phrase said?
No.
Like, honey, I just didn't know what I had.
Until
if you truly love something,
you.
Free it. And if it comes back, it's
yours.
Let us pray. To whom it may concern, remember us?
It's been a while.
We're the Jam Hole. It's been a while. I appreciate all the work you're doing, to whom it may concern.
If you are doing any work,
no, there's
I don't
been
seem
a,
like
there's
it.
Been a good influx in abortions. You know how I know that?
How?
Because I can count the crosses the church puts.
Oh, right.
Right. Each
yeah,
one of these
that's
is like
how you
10
know.
Kids. And yeah. So, also, there's this cool fucking thing called abortion fetish porn or whatever.
Yes.
You can just figure out what that is. So, I kind of... I think that was...
can you tell me... Do you know exactly what it is? Because I have an idea.
Whom it may concern, I believe, created that. I'm a firm believer
really?
In that.
What exactly is an abortion?
Okay, you know what abortion is, right?
Right.
You know what a fetish
is, right? So they just get off to, like, people having abortions.
Right.
Or to having an abortion.
Jerking off with the placenta, or...
That's fucked.
Autoerotic asphyxiated abortion. You know what that is? It's when you actually hang yourself or you start choking yourself with the umbilical cord of the aborted fetus.
Do you know where I can get those videos?
Amazing.
I just made that up. What?
Do you know where I can get those videos?
I'll talk to you after the show.
Yes.
Today, my boyfriend told me that I'm a bitch. Fuck my life. Today, I left my glasses. Sorry, I read that drink. Today, I left my glasses at home, and while walking to the bus, I saw the cutest girl on the street smiling and waving at me from her front yard. I happily waved back, smiling, and kept going. It turned out that she was crying and calling me over since her dad just had a heart attack. Fuck my life.
That is so good.
Come here. Oh, hi.
Oh my god, it's time! Hey, what's
up? Later,
man?
Bye. Today, I told my boss I was bored of being a cashier and would rather go to food prep. He told me I couldn't because my arms were too hairy. I'm a 16-year-old girl. Fuck my life.
Miss Teen Wolf right there.
Sorry. I was getting engulfed in the resonance. Pardon me. Today, this guy that I've been in love with for 2 years asked me into an empty classroom. He said, spread 'em.
But really?
He handed me a bouquet of flowers and a t-shirt that he silkscreened prom? I said it was the most adorable thing I had ever seen. He asked if I thought that my best friend would like it. Fuck my life. That sucks. You're like, oh, for me? And he's like, no, not you. You, the pretty one. Come here. a few more here. Today I was in an elevator with my girlfriend when it stuck mid-floor. Being supportive, I went to hug her and tell her we'll be okay. Today I also learned that my girlfriend is deathly claustrophobic and her predominant reaction is to... vomit.
That's no
In
good.
This
Everywhere.
Case, all over me, we were stuck for 2 hours. Fuck my life.
That's gonna smell great
and
after
2 hours.
Fuck
my girlfriend for eating nasty, disgusting things. Today, I went to my first strip club for my friend's birthday. I also found out what my girlfriend does for a living. Fuck my life. You know, that's awesome when your girlfriend throws up and it's mostly cum.
Like, yeah, that's bad.
Huh.
You haven't given me fucking a blowjob in, like, a
Ever?
Month.
Ever?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, that looks like semen.
I don't understand. And the last one for tonight is, what would you do? Sorry, real quick. What would you do if your girlfriend, well... Sorry. What would you do if your girlfriend was stripping at Fred's in Missoula? You guys went there, like, say if we lived there, and you're like, holy shit, bro, isn't that your girlfriend? And you're like, holy shit, bro, that's totally my girlfriend. Like, are you pissed? Or are you okay with it? Or are you pissed that she didn't tell you about it and she's been spending all of her tip money on crack cocaine and or methamphetamines and or heroin?
I'm gonna go with option 3.
Right.
But I'd still be like, cool. How come we haven't been doing this stuff in bed ever?
Right? Slut much? All right, last one. Today in art class, we finally had the critique for the self-portraits we've been working on for a month. We critique a few and come to mine, of course. Everyone is silent. Finally, one girl says, I'm just going to be blunt. It doesn't look like you. You're not that pretty. Everyone nods, fuck my life.
Aww.
That sucks. That girl's a bitch. I would have punched her in the face, and she would have been like, you can't hit girls. And I'd be like, Obama, bitch, you can now. Ever heard of a little thing I like to call cha-change? Now you can punch bitches when they piss you off. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession, my
Fuck,
son?
It's been like a week.
Has it really?
Fuck yeah.
You better make up for it.
I had sex with my friend's ex, Father.
Continue.
She still hella liked him, too.
Did she like
you? I used the word hella a lot. And
how old are you?
33. That's a sad joke. Oh, fuck. We fucked. I hate that. You know who says that sometimes?
Who?
Danny.
Really?
And I do. I seriously, I want to punch her in the face.
I know
face.
People that say it all the time. Just like when you say something and their response is like, oh,
right.
Hella.
Another one I hated was true dat. Like, people got horrible. True dat. True dat. True dat.
I hate it when people are like, truth.
Truth.
Oh, God.
Truth.
I'm like, lies.
I'm like a tobacco commercial.
Yeah. Right?
Truth, bro. that's awesome.
Yeah. I hate it. And I don't know. There's no excuse for that.
No. It's just a bad habit you get into saying. It's like a default thing.
You
when you don't know what to say, you just say that over and over.
Hey, bro. Dude.
For sure.
Dude,
for
in
sure.
LA, say it hella.
Hella.
Hella. Hella.
Yeah, hella.
Right.
God, that's hella cool.
It just makes me want to hella smack the shit out of you. Like, hella. Truth. I would seriously not be your friend anymore.
Yeah,
like, if she said it more than that, like,
I can't take you seriously as another human being when you talk to me in that way.
I know. Okay, so, right, my friend's ex, I sexed her up. She still hella liked him, too. We fucked right when she left the room to go home. Like, they're chilling. She's like, you come in. She's like, nah, I think I'm going to stay here and chill with your boyfriend. Is that cool? Are we cool? And she's like, hella.
Hella.
Late. Yeah. That's another one I don't like. But late.
Late.
Late. I'm going to start saying early. Yeah. No, all right, I'll be there in a bit. Early. They're like... Oh,
you'll be
what?
There early?
That's what... Okay, you're laughing at that because we're making jokes, but that's how ridiculous it sounds.
I know
sounds.
People that say late all the
that's
time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, me saying early. Like, that sounds so
early.
Stupid. That's how stupid that really sounds. It doesn't sound like that to you because you hang out with a circle of fucking
Well,
retards.
They think it's cool to shorten everything instead of saying later.
What is short?
Late.
What is hella short for? Helicopter? Are you like, oh,
no, not that
helicopter,
one.
Son. Sun.
Yeah.
Sun is short for sunshine. Yo, helicopter sunshine. Later on in the afternoon, which is actually what late stands for.
But early, though.
Right. Early this morning.
Right.
Fuck.
Fuck. My friend turned into my best friend at the beginning of my wanting to start
what?
New year.
Holy
wanting.
Shit.
It's all in caps.
Cool.
She found out, .. not from me, but his girlfriend of a year with breaks. I felt horrible. Like, they had breaks. Their
there
relationship.
Breaks, but it was a year.
It was the proverbial Kit Kat
right.
bar, if you will. There was
break
breaks.
Me up breaks a piece
yeah.
of that Kit Kat
exactly.
bar.
Exactly. It was like DJ Icy's last album. It was just all full of breaks and just funky. And it smelled. I'm done. She says she doesn't care and to not worry about it, but I'm still ashamed of it, as you fucking should be, you fucking slut. Sorry. My best friend just told me, Father,
yes,
I have
myself?
A best friend, a bro. A
Do
bro,
you bro down?
A bro-ho,
with said
if
bro?
You will. Yes.
How often?
Once a week at least. He
No gay stuff,
No though. Gay stuff, though. Bears to the front.
And at the bar, of course. Always.
Right. At the front of the bar. He just told me how he thinks I've changed, and I'm like, duh, Obama.
You know, it's 2009.
Change.
Nobody gets it. You guys just don't get it. You don't get me.
I get it.
I'm so deep. No one gets me.
Are you
me.
Really?
See? Jesus thinks so.
He's not.
He's not. That's so great. Yeah, I don't know. He says I've changed. And the way he perceives me now, because I smoke weed, and it makes me so fucking sad. Weed's really not as bad as people make it seem.
Hey,
fuck.
If you want to smoke weed, that's cool with me.
Is it?
It is.
Stellar.
It's hella cool.
Hella.
I'm hella
do
down with the weed,
okay.
son.
Do you see how stupid that sounds? Maybe you guys can't hear yourself saying it. Do you see how stupid and awkward and forced that sounds when I say it? That's how it sounds when you say it. So stop saying it. Father, I gotta tell you, I really enjoy talking to you. I enjoy this back and forth we have, this one and two, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking forward to hanging out with you when I get home. father.
You want a bro down
with... until you started talking about him.
You mean my son?
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah.
Thanks for ruining it. I appreciate that. You ruin everything. I'm sorry. A ruiner, if you will. You're like a plus five magic ruin.
Life ruiner.
Ruin. You're like a talisman.
I don't know.
Wow. How many magic tournaments have you won?
Like, in my lifetime?
Duh!
God, I'd have to say at least, like, 7 or 8.
At least 7 or 8.
At least up here on my nose real quick.
Wow. He's not even kidding. Father.
No, not at all.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, you should see his hoodie. It says, choose your weapon and a bunch of different sided dice are on it.
Of course it does.
Yeah, put that up
we
to the camera.
We all have geek fucking shit, though. Like, I've had this shirt for so fucking long.
That's horrible.
I had this shirt before the dude from the IT crowd had this shirt. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Father, I don't know what to do. Maybe you can help me.
Maybe
you can channel this to the man upstairs, who we all know is totally real. Father, I love my wife with all my heart, but she is addicted to drugs and alcohol, which really, in all reality, means I love the idea of what my wife used to be, not this shell of her former self that just shoots dope and drinks fucking 40s of Schlitz.
I love
Schlitz. Could you... That would have been me if I would have drank. Like, just...
This awful.
Hey, are you cool?
No. No. I'm not cool. Kill me.
It's tearing us apart, and she seems to just not care. Dude, that's because she's high.
Because she doesn't care.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, if you did drugs, too, like, with her...
It'd be all good.
You wouldn't care.
Right.
It'd be all good.
It'd be perfect.
It leads to fights when she can't get a high or drunk because I try to stop her, as well as when she can get something. If it's just when you try to stop her, then just don't stop her. Like, if that's why she fights with you and you don't want her to fight, stop doing that. Let her. Be like, here, you want to fucking do this? Here. Fucking do it.
And then...
Good luck.
Cool.
Right.
Dude, have fun.
Your wife, she's gone. I would start looking.
Get out soon.
I'd start looking for a loft in downtown.
I'd start looking for a new wife now.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how to help. It's just as her in a constant state of depression. She cuts herself, of course.
Of course
she
does.
Due to things she thinks of while she's intoxicated or when she's depressed from being sober.
Wow.
It sucks when I'm high, and it sucks when I'm not high. You know what that means?
Kill yourself.
Life just sucks.
Yeah.
Hasta luego.
That's a whole lot of Hoover.
Right. A whole...
Wow.
Who said that? Was that you?
That was me.
Oh, hey. Holla at your boy. Oh, man. I just want us to work, but the options are getting exhausted, and she seems to now love her drugs and alcohol more than me, and I can totally tell you from being there, yes, you cannot compete with that, because when she doesn't have you, like, she doesn't get all shitty, like, when she doesn't have her drugs, so good luck with that. Oh, fuck, let's see.
Is there seriously a discussion in the chat about, like, what's better for holding things together?
I'm not
sure.
Gorilla,
duct tape, aluminum foil.
This guy aluminum started talking about
like, they've
about
been
aluminum.
Talking about it for, like,
if you,
15 minutes now.
If you, I think they do that to get your attention, because you're not paying them enough attention.
I just think it's the shit that people talk about.
That's cool. Hey, are you guys cool?
Then I don't know how cool else? They are right now.
All
right.
This aluminum guy, I don't know.
What's the time, please?
1 hour, 12 minutes.
Okay, let me read a couple more here, and we'll do some news, and then we'll get the fuck out. Last year, I was a hipster who only hung out with hipsters and went to concerts.
Ooh, Deesh. Hipsters.
Sweet.
You know, wait, do you
the
even
fuck,
know what that
remind
fucking,
me what a hipster is
Do you
again,
even
please.
Know what that means?
Someone that is a hipster doesn't know for sure.
That's so... Oh, God. This. Hey, Matt, why do you hate people? I fucking know. Throw a rock in any direction. Pick one. It was what I wanted. Being a hipster was exactly what I wanted. It was like the fucking Protestant religion of what you are, I guess. I don't fucking know. My GPA hit an all-time low, and I had never felt worse about myself. It's that's exactly where I want to be. I was being judged as harshly as I had begun to judge others. That's because you're a douche! When you be that, you are that, and people will treat you like that!
It makes sense.
Do you guys get that?
It makes sense.
It seems weird.
This isn't groundbreaking theology here,
yeah.
Retard.
No one's going to like you if you're like that.
When I came back to school, I began growing out my bangs, joined a sports team, changed my major, and stopped seeing everyone who I hung out with the previous year. It almost seems like he's trying to find himself. He's like, I don't know who I am because my whole life I've been trying to be what other people are telling me to be, and now I'm just...
Just trying to be myself.
Right, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know who I am.
Although I miss the arts, I often lament the nerdiness of my new circle. I've never been happier. Cool.
Weird.
If there is one thing I've learned in college, is become who you think you should be, not who you want to be. Hey, are we teaching lessons here? I love the pictures of me dancing with abandon at concerts and at house parties, but I also remember the pressure to say all the right things and look a certain way. It was paralyzing. When I see photos of myself now, I see an accomplished, healthy young douche who is self-assured and still...
Yes.
...a douche. This, I think, will be the biggest accomplishment of my douche career. Douche.
That was a little douche that just came up.
I know, a little bit. For a while, we were happy. We did so much together. We shared so much. We had everything. You were my support, and I was yours. You were the twin to my tower. But in the back of my mind, I always knew that you loved me more than I loved you, because I didn't love you at all. You weren't perfect, neither was I. I let our little imperfections destroy us because I was too afraid to admit that I was a douche. Instead of facing our problems and resolving them with you, I let them fester until it was too late for anything to be done, and they popped like a big, giant, stinky, pussy zit.
Like one of your fucking scabies.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they weren't pussy. It was a clear liquid.
But it
actually
popped.
But
right.
They're so small.
So small.
I'm talking like just fucking...
So small.
I'm talking like Pastulio, if okay. You know what I mean. Invader Zim, you know?
Yep.
The bit. Okay,
I
that's
know.
What I'm talking. I think back now and I realize I'm so sorry for all that I've done to us. What, did you get diagnosed with a terminal disease and you're trying to make amends?
No, I actually have pubic lice.
Oh, but I got him wantingly. Like, I actually tried to
get them. Got the kind that bite and shit.
Yeah. I think those kind of got those up in different, I'm pretty sure. It's not fun.
Fuck, I miss you still. I'm sorry I hurt you. I hope you find someone that can love you like you deserve. And the last one, you're a fucking pussy.
Is that the sound of a cocking 45?
Yeah, yes, that's what you deserve.
Send. Boom. He'll probably be like that one douche this story was read about, and he like tried to kill himself this way, but like just hit. Nicked
like just
his
blew
chin
off the front of
his
face.
Nose, and
yeah.
That was it. And now, on top of not being dead, like, he's all fucked up and shit. Even worse off
this
than
kid
before.
I used to work with did that, actually. Like, misshot himself in the face.
Really?
Yeah,
with what?
Like, I don't know. Like, some high-caliber handgun, and it went through,
went
through the side of his face and everything.
That's why you gotta do it, like, in the brain, idiots. Mm. In the brain. Not where you... I'm gonna do it right here, in the ear... No, in the fucking brain. God.
And I guess he...
If you shoot yourself in the face and you don't die, it's a cry for help and you're a pussy bitch.
Yeah, like, he said that... Oh, like, he had the gun, like, in his mouth at the back of his throat, and
you
then...
You done that Hollywood suicide, you fucking retard.
And then
someone opened
the door, and he turned, and the gun went off.
Oh,
oh wow.
I would have paid a mil to have been in that fucking room, just like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, door open.
Here oh.
I went to school with a kid. I talked about this on the show before. I went to school with a kid that I was kind of friends with for a while.
We've talked about everything
and later, yeah, in like...
159 episodes, yeah.
And like 4 or 5 years ago, he shot his girlfriend with a shotgun and then shot himself in the face with it and blew his jaw and lived, and now he's, like, in jail forever.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
That's great.
All right, last one for tonight. Mardi Gras kicked my ass. Pretty sure I just ended up on the next Girls Gone Wild video, New Orleans Mardi Gras edition.
Oh.
I'd like to thank booze and my stupidity.
Awesome.
Oh, that's sad for you.
That is awesome. I can't believe we found one of those on there.
Oh, real quick, before we do some news here. Some marijuana interesting bit of information. This one is kind of called... Emiliano wants to make marijuana legal in state. In California, would be the first state in the nation to legalize marijuana for recreational use.
Wait, can they do that?
The state, they can, but that doesn't mean the federal law is right. Like, yeah, that's cool too, but it's a step in the right direction.
But
for
local
sure.
Cops can't bust them.
No. Well, no they just can't. It has to be federal.
Right.
And if they're, honestly, if they're going to waste that much money on busting a dude for some fucking weed, even after all the medical shit has passed, and then after when this fucking passes, which it's fucking gonna, and yeah, like, that'd be fucking stupid. So, yeah. We like to read this kind of shit from the MPP when it's about Montana, but this is, like, totally fucking
speaking
cool.
Of, MDS says, Matt, how did second vote go in Montana?
How did what?
The second vote for the...
Oh, I don't know yet. I haven't looked. I know that one pass to where it was the other one that we were talking about that has to go for another vote.
Right.
But yeah, I totally forgot to look up that other one. I would imagine it didn't pass. Otherwise, we would have heard something about it.
Maybe.
Oh, I'll look it up and we'll mention it. So this says California State Assemblyman Tom Amiano today announced the introduction of legislation to tax and regulate marijuana in a manner similar to alcoholic beverages, which is something everyone, us and you, like, everyone's been saying that for fucking ever. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to fucking make it legal, fucking tax it like cigarettes and fucking liquor, problem fucking solved.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're not... How can you say no to that? That is so
it's
dumb.
The perfect solution.
Like, we don't want to make any money for the state at all.
No.
Sorry, just don't want it.
Look at the cat. I'm sorry. That's so awesome.
It's just fucking out.
Okay, so yeah, that just, it's so fucking stupid. Like, we like to pretend we're this so highly evolved fucking society, but we're
yeah, we
still,
can't solve the fucking problem with
it's
weed
so
here.
So fucking dumb. So, the bill, the first of its kind ever introduced in California, would create a regulatory structure similar to that used for beer, wine, and liquor, permitting tax sales to adults while barring sales to or possession by those under 21. Estimates based on federal government statistics have shown marijuana to be California's top cash crop, valued at approximately $14 billion in 2006, nearly twice the combined value of the state's number two and three crops, which is vegetables at $5.7 billion and grapes, which is $2.6 billion. Hey, weed, we just doubled your fucking income like that. We actually doubled your second and third combined like that. How you doing? Oh, still illegal? Well, sorry then, we'll just keep selling it and making that money for our fucking selves.
And then imagine how much more they would make if it was legal.
Amazing.
Like,
dude,
twice as much as that, I bet.
Solved. Dude.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Like that. And you know it's getting to that point that it's so
it's
fucking
pushed
bad.
That bad.
That
yeah.
Economy,
is that what we need to get out of this recession?
Exactly. It has to get worse before it can get better. And when it gets worse, they're like, okay, drastic fucking measures.
Yeah.
What can we do?
We can tax weed.
Hey, bro, what's our top cash crop at the moment?
It's weed.
Pardon?
Marijuana.
Pot? What?
The ganja.
Word.
What?
Like, you're not utilizing your most awesome fucking thing.
You're just letting it go. And that's just in one state.
One state.
Yeah.
Say 14 billion. Say 10 billion. 50 states. How much money
yeah.
is that?
What about the other? I don't
carry
know.
The one. $500 billion.
At least.
At least.
That's
so amazing.
That's so much money.
You know, marijuana is also my top cash crop. Just want to throw that out there.
way over my grape sales this year.
Oh, yeah, way.
Sure.
Fuck wine, through the roof. And I don't even eat vegetables. I'm a fucking carnivore. Like, I'm good, though, because I have my top cash crop fucking.
And you got your one bottle of wine that you're good on for the next 20 years.
And this is in spite, these numbers, this is in spite of massive eradication efforts that wipe out an average of nearly 36,000 cultivation sites per year without making a dent in this underground industry. So, even with all of the drug busts of this war on drugs you're fighting and you're dumping, hey, how many billions of dollars have you spent on the war against this drug,
even
this
more
plant that brings in $14 billion, which is actually double your number two and number three most fucking expensive producing crops?
They probably spend more than that just trying to bust it.
I bet, dude. So you take all that money on top of all the money from the crops that you guys didn't fucking just torch or keep for yourselves or whatever.
Whatever.
There's so much money, dude.
That
is. Blows
that
my
would
mind.
Solve so much.
So many. Hey, what's our biggest problem? Oh, money? Huh.
Where can we get some quick money?
What's our top cash crop here in California? I never even took economics. Christ. I swear to God, dude, if they would just listen. Just listen.
Just listen once.
Listen once. Do what I say. Ammiano introduced the measure at a San Francisco press conference this morning, saying, quote, "With the state in the midst of a historic economic crisis." This shit is historic.
Yeah, historic. For sure. This is going down. People are gonna be learning about this
down.
In school.
That's right.
In the future.
Going down. They're like, hey, guess what saved our fucking economy? Oh, what's that, daddy?
Weed.
Fucking weed, nigga.
Yeah,
fucking weed. W-E-E-D, nigga, weed. Oh, really, daddy? What's that? Oh, it's cool.
It's I'll this right here.
Fucking hair.
Have some.
Smoke up some.
That's right. The legislation would generate much needed revenue for the state. Restrict access to only those over 21 and end the environmental damage to our public lands from illicit crops and improve public safety by redirecting law enforcement efforts to more serious crimes, to more crime.
To actual crimes,
not, oh my fuck. California has the opportunity to be the first state in the nation to enact a smart, responsible public policy for the control and regulation of the ganja. That is so fucking crazy to me that, like, we can put a man on the moon, supposedly.
Supposedly.
That's all I'm gonna say
about
that.
Not saying we did, not saying we didn't.
Right, but, you know, we might have. Hey.
Hey.
Impossible.
You know,
we might have.
Yeah, for
maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
But no. This, like, we have an economic crisis of historic proportions, like the likes of which no one has ever seen.
Nope. This is going down
in
history.
We're living it right now.
Yep.
My neighbor's truck has a sign on it that says, "I need work. Here's my number." Like, we are all fucking feeling it. What can we do here? Oh, I don't know. What's our top crop?
Weed.
Quote, "It is simply nonsensical that California's largest agricultural industry is completely unregulated and untaxed," said MPP, California Policy Director, who also spoke at the news conference, right? Quote, "With our state in an ongoing fiscal crisis, and no one believes the new budget is the end of California's financial woes, it's time to bring this major piece of our economy into the light of day." Let's see. Do you either want to release 60,000 inmates because your jails aren't big enough and can't afford to house them all? Or do you want to start making weed legal and making money off of that to offset all this bullshit?
And then having all that many less people in prison
in
for
the first
weed.
Place, right.
Like, it would totally free up bunch of room.
What were you in for? Growing weed? Well, here, now,
selling
now
weed?
You have a job.
Yeah.
Now you grow weed
for us.
Right.
That's it.
Make fucking us some money.
Amazing. So, yeah, I just wanted to fucking mention that. There's,
is this what it's going to take for them to realize that they can't
be.
Stop
it's
it
be,
and they
dude.
Need to take advantage
totally
of it?
It's got to be. It's got to get so bad to where we're like either we release murderers and rapists and nobody has jobs anymore and everything is falling apart.
And we have no money
what
anywhere.
What do we do? Anything we can. Hey, whatever it takes.
What
They're
do people
like, well,
always need that we're growing the most of?
If we legalize weed, we'll actually be in the positive in about 10 years. And he's like, anything but that.
That's all we do.
Really?
Well, we can all go fucking blow our brains out.
Yeah, we can do
I
that.
I don't know. Fucking
that's
amazing.
That's good option number two.
I know, right? And that's what it's going to take. That's fine. We'll all fucking deal
Whatever.
With it. We'll suffer a little bit.
We'll
that's
just do this show until then.
To get them to pull their fucking heads out of their assholes, then that's what we'll fucking do. You ready to do some news?
Let's do it.
Call in there.
Heads.
It is...
We got here... Looks like a tails.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's back on your winning streak.
This one is called...
Really?
What? What are we doing here?
He seriously...
He needs something
sorry,
here.
Losing, do you hear this?
No, I
losing
don't
losing the
hear
voice,
it.
Need some water.
Oh, gotcha.
This one is called I'm Leaving.
Don't worry, I'll write this down.
Also,
at least I didn't stop because you guys couldn't hear the audio because it was all fucked up.
Right.
Yeah. Mr. Nice Guy says, hey, Matt, what's Toke's question of the day and the answer to Monday's question?
I think it means today's question of the day.
Toke's.
Today's. What is today's question of the day and the answer of
Monday's
question?
What's the question of the day?
I don't know.
Do we do it? You mean the question of the week?
Yeah, it's a weekly
thing. I thought it was a weekly thing,
We ask the question, everyone's going to answer it, and then we give them the right answer.
We're going to do that on Friday.
Yeah. So, you got to wait.
Okay, sorry, my throat is fucked. Okay, this one is called Octuplet's Mother.
Wait, excuse me?
The Octuplet's Mother, right? Octopussy, bitch, whatever.
Ah, yes.
Right.
Nadia,
14
Suleiman.
Children.
What the fuck is her name? Yeah, Suleiman. Suleiman. Suleiman.
Suleiman.
Okay, her. Suleiman. Remember her? Poor ass bitch on welfare
right.
in a trailer.
With 14 kids.
Had right, her.
Yeah.
Offered $1 million porn contract.
Excuse me.
Hey, lady.
How much money for what?
You can
have how many kids?
You can fit 8 babies in your womb. How many dicks could you fit in your mouth? Andrew?
Right. How
this is she's gonna be the new the new Debbie. Remember
what?
Debbie does
what?
Dallas?
Yeah.
This is her.
It's 26.
Oh, what up,
hey!
What up?
I'm not in a good mood right now.
What's
Why?
Wrong?
Because we didn't play your voicemails?
No, it's not that. It's
okay.
That like I'm like away from home and I don't know if I have enough diesel to get home and it's hard to find diesel.
Why are you using diesel?
Because I have a diesel car.
Well, diesel cars are awesome.
Why did you do that?
Because it was $500.
Oh, holla. Where are you?
I'm at a concert.
Oh, what concert?
This band, dude. They're pretty good.
Right on. And there's no gas station there or what?
Well, there is, but it's hard to find diesel.
Really?
I'll probably be okay.
Here, every gas station here has diesel.
Pretty much. There's a couple
yeah,
that
but
don't.
You're in Hicksville. That's like all truckers and shit. Not
that
here.
That is true. Good
yeah,
point.
But I don't know. It'll probably be fine, but I'm just like, I really don't know. I hate everything.
Hey, you know what a friend of mine once told me?
What?
Don't worry. Be happy, man. Just be happy. Alright?
I don't think that's going to happen yet, but I don't know.
Well, then,
you can get back to the show.
Then go fuck
good
yourself.
Good luck on the diesel hunt.
Good luck with that, though. Holla back.
We totally didn't do voicemails.
We're going to do voicemails
I
after
totally
we
forgot.
Do news. Just
Holy
chill.
Shit.
We got a bunch of them tonight.
That's
so
cool.
Hopefully we'll be able to get to them all, because I know they're all just very funny, and I want to get
Especially
to
I know.
That,
there's
that
so
one,
many
yeah.
of them.
I mean, there's like 100 of them. I can't even... Yeah, we'll do a few. So, yeah. She was offered a $1 million porn contract. Like,
that
hey,
is amazing.
What's your problem? And
yeah.
she's like, well, much like
I need
everybody
money.
Else, I need money.
Money for mine.
It's like,
what,
really,
baby.
How big can your vagina get again?
Hey, what's your cash crop? And she's like, huh. I have a huge fucking pussy.
I had 14 kids come out of me.
Holy shit. That, you know who did this? I bet it was her fucking agent. Remember how she had
an agent?
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, it was a publicist.
Yeah, and we were like, why does a lady that just had 8 fucking kids on top of the 6 she already had, why does she need a publicist?
She needs some money.
To get $1 million porn contract.
Right. That why she had the 8 kids in the first place?
It's kind of starting to look like that.
It kind of does. She is a very smart lady.
I don't want to be.
I
don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but
if she
don't
seriously
right.
had made it so she could have 8 kids, so she could get $1 million.
What do you think your twat
more
would smell
her.
Like after
awful? Awful.
Just
not
used.
Good.
Just
used up.
This
like,
huge
that
beef
left,
curtains.
Oh.
Huge.
Just dragging on the floor. I think we said that before.
Getting caught in the zipper
leaving
all the
a
time.
Snail, like when she sticks to linoleum when she spots like that song. Totally.
Okay.
Holla, Jimmy Pop. Holla back. The Southern California mother of octuplets is being offered a $1 million, $1 million to star in hardcore porn.
Yes.
She's like, well, how much will you give me for this? She's got the fucking gangbang tape and shit.
Yeah.
Suleman gave birth to octuplets at a Bellflower hospital on January 26th and already had 6 other children. The home...
Unemployed single mother?
Unemployed single mother. Hey, welcome to Unemployed Singles Mothersville.
Hey, population, she's lonely.
Just you and your 16 fucking kids.
She's lonely.
The home the unemployed single mother lives in is facing foreclosure. So you know what that means. Your legs... Not foreclosure. Those are actually for open.
Yes.
That's right. Come on.
Vacant.
Vivid says the offer was sent Tuesday via overnight mail, and there has been no immediate response. I would have been on the next fucking plane.
Yeah.
If I
already got a ticket.
14 kids to support, and my house is about to get foreclosed on. Later, dude. It's like, hey, mama's got to go to work.
Sign me up.
Right. The offer letter says Suleman's video would be distributed under the Vivid Celeb imprint, which has released videos starring Pamela Anderson and Kim Kardashian. Is that something you want to brag about?
I guess, as far as porn goes.
If those were my only two, I'd probably be like, yeah, you're our first one. Shh. Don't Google us, actually. Do not Google us. And a couple comments here I thought were kind of amusing. First one says, this gives a whole new meaning to the term media whore. Good. The next one says, why not? As long as she uses birth control.
Right.
Call it that. And then the last one here says, heck yes. Hey, heck yes.
Hello.
Have you seen how large her mouth is? Man, she can make some big bucks. And that's what I love about this country. Capitalism at its best. That's absolutely right.
Awesome.
You are free to just pop out a bunch of kids.
And make a
get
million
on
dollars.
Welfare. Feel free to just let us take care of that for you. No big deal at all.
And get a big porn contract.
That's right. And she does, dude. When she talks, her mouth looks like fucking Pac-Man. It's like it's like Ernie. When Ernie talks, the whole mouth just kind of flaps. That's what she
Or like Canadians
reminds.
On South
Park.
Yeah,
like you can just stuff like a whole fucking huge bag of dicks in there. Just fucking douche. Like
it's
that
a whole
dude,
bag
that
of them.
Cartoon with all the cigarettes and light them all up like that. Just a big old... catered thing of dicks just
like 20 of them.
So I'm kind of interested to see what happens.
Pie says the vagina is not a clown car.
That's right. That joke was made when we first read the story.
Right.
The first time
right
that she was in the fucking news for being a fucking disgusting whore twat bitch. And that was it for that story, but I am interested. If anyone's on their actual internet right now, thejamal.com/forums, if you remember there. If not, you should be. But make a forum post about this bitch and if you think she's going to do the porn or not. I think she might not because of the whole Oprah and like that kind of shit. They'd be like, oh my God, she's
doing what?
But it's
$1 million.
That's
what
true.
Well, how far
louder.
Does $1 million go nowadays, you know?
$1 million speaks louder than words.
But I mean, you got those 14 kids, they're going to eat up all that money in
two months,
3 months.
Whatever, she's going to give them up for adoption and keep the mill for herself.
That'd be the
she
way
knows
to go.
What's good for her, she fucking will.
Totally.
I say, honestly, what good is she going to contribute to fucking society?
Well, none.
Kill her 14 fucking kids.
And give us a million.
Send that, just cut it up, butcher it, wrap it like fucking steaks, and just feed the homeless with it.
Yeah.
Problem solved. See? I don't hate homeless people.
We solved two problems.
That's right.
Right there.
Problem solved. That's it for that story. So, awesome. What you got for us?
This one is called South Day Dad Kills Wife, Two Daughters, and Himself. Son Escapes.
A lot of
this
death
comes from
lately.
My most fucked up state.
Oh, huh, which state was that?
That would be Florida.
Oh, Florida. So, a lot of death. I think the stress is we're going to start seeing
this recession
a lot more.
Is, yeah, people are going,
you know,
crazy.
What that is for us?
What's that?
Fucking job security.
Yes.
No fucking big deal.
No big deal.
We are good to go. It is. Just the worst things get. People losing their jobs. Mm-hmm. They have nothing. Nothing. They're either going to try to rob some shit or they're going to just give up and kill themselves. Either way.
And then we're
cool.
Going to read about it.
Exactly. And make fun at you. If you do some dumb shit, we have free reign to just make the fucking fun out of you. Sorry. So okay. You killed yourself and your kids and your wife. Go ahead.
Right.
Right.
A former tenor with the Greater Miami Opera Chorus shot and killed his wife and two daughters Wednesday morning as his 16-year-old son fled their South Miami-Dade home.
That's so awesome. I totally picture him like, la, 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 just totally laying to waste,
this
dude.
Was,
just
yeah.
Like, honey, I fucking hate you.
This fucking shoot, everyone.
Honey, I fucking hate you. Totally.
And
just,
then right at the end.
Yeah.
Boom.
Just figure out. Boom.
That's it.
Thank you.
Pablo Jose Amador, 54, then turned the gun on himself in a murder-suicide that stunned a neighborhood filled with many of his current and former students.
Every time he says that, I always think of that. John Spartan, murder, death, kill. Yeah. Demolition Man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Did you hear what I just said?
No.
I heard it, but I just kind of...
I heard it, but I wasn't listening.
Awesome. Fuck you, then. Killed, besides Amador, was
fuck
his wife,
me!
Maria, 47, education director at the University of Miami's Project to Cure Paralysis, and two daughters, ages 13 and 14.
McPie says the term vag amuses me. Us too.
Yeah.
I like vajayne better, but vag
or
is vajayjay. Still...
Vajayjay.
Vajayjay.
Right. Vananer. I call it the vananer nanner boo boo. Actually, vananer nanner boo boo. That's how I do it.
That's what it is.
And then I pull out my dick and I pet it.
Pet it.
And with your pubic lice.
Right.
At the same time.
Right. Right. I have the good kind.
Right. Surviving besides his son, Javier. Is this just a Mexican or a Cuban family?
Hey,
all of them.
Hey,
Maria,
you know they,
Jose,
look, hey,
Javier.
You know what they say?
Huh.
Plenty more where that came from.
Exactly.
Oh,
his son, Javier, is his 28-year-old daughter, Beatrice Amador,
in
music education sophomore at UM.
Uh-huh.
Very successful people, you might think.
Hmm,
sounds
you
like.
Would think.
One's a teacher, one is in
did
a
she
choir.
Come home and have herpes and give it to him?
Possibly.
Or the good crabs.
Or the good, or the
you know,
not so good crabs.
The not so good ones. On her so Facebook great. Page at 1 a.m.
Oh,
she wrote,
please, can
wait,
we,
okay.
Hey, newspaper, what did her Facebook page say? Could you just quote that for
she
me?
She wrote at 1 a.m., crying slash hurting inside, don't know how to deal, not even going to try tempting anymore.
Sad face?
It doesn't show a sad face.
No emoticons on that one?
No emoticons.
God damn it.
Then 7 minutes later, whatever, life sucks, she wrote.
Whatever. I wonder what happened to cause that, though.
I don't
like,
know.
Like, what someone... made just your life just sucks in general? You're dating some opera fag, douche, hipster fuck, and your kids are awesome.
And well, he's the one that went crazy and killed everyone.
Right, but that's her Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah.
That it's quoting? So something was up with her also.
Right.
Right.
No, this was after.
Did you hear what I said?
No, this was after.
No, no, this was after.
This was after he killed himself and then the kids and his wife. But two people survived. One daughter and a son, and the daughter wrote that on her Facebook.
Oh, okay. I thought
like
you
she's
said
gonna
that
like
was her.
Yeah, that's right. What it sounds like. It was not clear what she was referring to. Police received a 911 call just before 6 a.m., so 5 hours after that.
Right.
Of shots fired at the home. Oh, so this was before.
Oh.
So bad shit was happening leading up to that. Awesome.
Fuck my life.
No, continue. Go ahead.
Sorry, just, correct me if I'm wrong, I guess.
Oh, I will. You just, I fucking will.
I was just corrected.
You know, you can't improve unless you know what to improve. You know what I mean? A little something I just made up.
Yeah,
okay?
I know what you mean.
I correct you out of love. I'm trying to mold you into the perfect essence of what a man should be.
You were trying to correct me.
A podcast guest should be.
We both thought
if you were a test,
things.
You'd be covered in red pen.
Okay.
That's how you teach.
When officers arrived, they found four bodies inside, according to Detective Alvora Zabolta.
If I was the cop, I would just be like, business as
business
usual.
Business as usual.
Another dead family of Mexicans? No shit. Okay, here we are. I'm totally just making jokes, all our Mexican El Paso
yes.
listeners. I'm sure you guys are all here legally.
I'm sure. Well, maybe.
Especially
not
Omar.
All of you.
Faggot.
Well, his... He's probably fine. It's his parents.
Right.
You gotta wonder
and
about.
Right.
Or his parents' parents.
That's
someone funny. In there. The preliminary investigation revealed the male...
Aluminium says I'm illegal.
I think it's aluminum.
It's actually aluminium.
Is
okay?
It?
Okay.
That's the proper Wikipedia.
Have you seen his can? He's got aluminum tinfoil all over his face.
That's awesome.
That's
no,
awesome.
I'm not. I didn't want. I was afraid to do that because I didn't.
You're
wanna
afraid
fucking,
to look. Don't want.
I didn't
want
to fuck anything else up.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So the preliminary investigation revealed the male, the father of the family, shot his two daughters, killed his wife, and then himself.
Nice.
The police did not say where the bodies were found. The couple's teenage son was able to escape unharmed from the house and called police from a cordless phone as he ran away.
Nice.
Investigators were still speaking with him and were trying to reach other family members, a victim witness counselor with the department's homicide bureau.
Thank God for cordless phones, huh?
Thank God.
Can you imagine right. just like running like... just like a cartoon, just all fucked up, trying to get disconnected.
Well, it doesn't really say why.
Just nuts.
Yeah,
well, they're all dead.
Crazy.
It's not like he's like, hey.
Oh, yeah. He didn't write
why?
A note or anything.
There was no note?
Well, and the kid
not
didn't
even
know.
One that said bitch on
it? Doesn't say anything the kid said, you know. So, no one knows. It's an unsolved mystery.
Hey, the nose.
Like that show
the
with
nose.
Shatner.
Yes. Yeah. And the nose always knows. Follow it. All right. So, is that
it
for that story?
That is it for
what's
that
the time,
story.
Please?
Time is 1 hour 46 minutes.
All right, I'm going to read this one and we'll get the fuck out. This one is called...
We got to do voicemails.
Oh, we'll do voicemails. Can I... okay, fuck it. We'll just do voicemails then.
Okay.
406-204-4687. Call when the show is not live. You guys can leave us a voicemail. And this is the first one.
Commence.
Hi, I'm Matt and Braden. This is Matt. This is future Matt. Matt in the future. I just want to call and let you guys know that the future is looking pretty bright for you guys. You know, I'm here. I'm in 2023, and I just got done listening to episode 1486 of the Jamhole Comedy Podcast. And, man, you guys are killing it. You guys are, like, the most popular podcast around ever.
Holy.
Granted, back in the great podcast depression of 2021, all the other podcasters were killed, which left just you and me, well, past me, present, me in the future. Right, you know what I mean. So, yeah, all jokes aside, though, you guys are killing it. So, yeah, just keep up the good work, and I'll see you in 2023. Later.
That's kind of creepy.
Whoa.
Good stuff.
Did we just have a...
Was...
Whoa.
Is this like...
like no, seriously? Like, I did not call our voicemail line.
Yeah,
and be
I
like, this is future man. No, like, whoa, dude.
I'm sure.
Hold on.
I totally believe that, Matt. Okay, hero.
That's crazy. All the podcasters died.
All of them.
Except for us.
That's crazy. What about our fans?
It was just podcasters.
People that actually do podcasts?
It's so cryptic. Damn you, Matt! Well, that's good to know. I'm glad we're still around in 2023.
Yeah, it's good to know we're still going to be alive by then.
All right.
Got some more years.
Let me sift through some more of these here. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, it's 26. I'm crossing some bridge I've never fucking seen before because I'm on my way to a date of sorts. It's with this girl that's like, she says she wants to start a metal band. She's going to do vocals. And, yeah, she's actually like almost exactly like me. So this might be a disaster, but I'll call back in later if there's any updates on this. So, bye.
Awesome.
Nice. So, I believe...
Is this an update?
Hey, Matt, it's 26. All right, so you might have heard a three-minute message earlier of silence. Well, that's because call waiting happened because this girl called me. And so she was, like, trying to find me, and she's like, I'm fucking lost this fucking shit. I'm on some fucking island getting the fuck back. I'm so fucking angry. You have no fucking idea. This is the wrong fucking road, so I'm getting back there, and I have to find out how to get to fucking Wakefield. I don't know where the fuck Wakefield is. And man, this shit's just fucking bullshit. And, like, sure, maybe it'll be funny for the show later. I don't even give a fuck. I can't even hear the show. I don't even know if I'll be able to... Oh, this shit's retarded. This better be worth it. You know, I don't even know what to think right now, but I'm trying to get back, trying to get to civilization. Trying to get to civilization. It's really difficult for me, and I'm getting really pissed the fuck off. Oh, my fuck.
Breathe.
Oh, see how you guys listening to me and all the dumb shit that happens to me is cool for you guys?
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is for me, listening to all the dumb shit that happens to him. Like, it's totally cool for me, and
that's
I appreciate that. That's nice, and I hope it works out. So, here, we'll play one more.
All right, well, I got out of my conundrum. I'm at some mobile, and she's going to find me here. We're going to go to her house and then in my car to the show. So, yeah, this is completely ridiculous and stupid, but I guess that's how my life works. But, you know, whatever. I mean, at least now in the future, like, I'll know, like, what the fuck to do. Like, I'm not going to take that wrong fucking road, because, oh, God, like, just, like, what the fuck? Like,
I know.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Everything just doesn't make sense.
We've been down that road,
Nothing makes sense.
I know.
And everything's just going wrong, and hey, I'm just pissed the fuck off.
It's just how it is.
You get some diesel. I haven't seen any fucking diesel stations around here.
Let it
out. What the fuck is wrong with this place?
I don't know. Fuck
it.
Oh,
my God.
Fuck it. Let it out, bro. Let it out. Holla.
Holla.
Holy shit, man.
That's amazing.
I've never, like, I've dated some girls in my time, and I've never had, like, we live in Montana. We have dumb fucking roads like that.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I've never had that much trouble trying to go hook up with a chick. Like, wow. Even when I was 16, dude.
Just gets himself into some bad situations.
I can't wait. I hope he goes to this meetup in New York in April.
Me too.
Because I want to just get him so pissed and just be like, yeah, yeah, let it out. And I would...
Put turn on the cameras first,
oh,
of course.
Oh, God, that, yes. I totally want to do a show with him, with us, like, just live.
Mad.
Like, all of us just sitting there and just the energy from it all, just like fucking super Hadouken, just boom, killing everything that's wrong with the world today.
Well, do we have any time?
We have so
to get
many
some
more
voicemails. Can we do a couple more at least?
No, it's almost 2 hours.
I mean, this is all so funny, and just
I love you. They're all funny. I mean, I listen.
I can't
honestly,
believe how many we got this
we
week.
We listen
thank
to
you
them
so
all.
Much.
Every thank you so much.
I just want to thank
26
all of you.
And everyone,
everyone
else.
I'm sorry.
Future Matt.
For those of you that we couldn't get to your voicemails.
And hey, I just keep calling because we do listen.
We do hear each and every one.
We may not have the time to play them all on the show.
But we do listen after
and
before.
We think you are all very, very funny. And
we love
thank
all
you.
Of you.
We love all of you so fucking
you
much.
You are. You make us.
You make us complete.
Yes, you complete me.
In the jam hole. You just... So perfect. Are you cool?
I'm cool, dude.
I'm fucking cool.
Are you cool, Kyle?
I want to play
cool.
Like
hey,
I want to play cool. A few more of these voicemails because I know they're all just
Just like one more.
No, we can't though.
We are at 2 hours.
There's so many.
We're
though.
At 2 hours.
I know. just know that we're listening. And hey, if we didn't play your voicemail this time, 406-204-4687. That spells got P. Or you can even Skype the jam hole. And we'll play it next time. I promise. We love you all. You're so funny. Funny.
I love you.
TheJamHole.com. TheJamHole.com/Twitter/YouTube/MySpace/Pic/Danny/ Figure it out, man.
/whatever the fuck.
/Facebook/Tumblr. We have a fucking Tumblr. Did you know that?
Yeah, but I still forget.
Did you even know that?
I forget until you tell me again.
I didn't even know that, and I made that.
You told me a couple times, and I forgot up until you told me again every time.
It'd be messed up if, like, your fans, like, made stuff on different subscriptions you didn't even know about. Like,
yeah, they're just making us shit everywhere.
That's how we got the jamhole.com/forums.
Yeah, that's
true. We didn't make that shit.
And the wet paint.
I've made it better, but I didn't initially make it. Right. Thank you, 26. Appreciate that.
Cool.
So, yeah, fuck. We're trying to get to New York. TheJamHole.com/donate. If we made you laugh at least once, give us money and we'll give you a shirt. It looks like that.
It looks like my hoodie, but a t-shirt.
Exactly. Can you even imagine what that is?
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's especially amazing that you can get two of them for $20.
That is amazing.
It is. So, they make great gifts.
Right. TheJamHole.com/vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley if you haven't already for this month. Other than that, we will be back Friday.
Fucking A.
Episode 160 will be Friday.
Yes.
Probably around midnight. It'll be me. It'll be you. It'll be Danny. It'll be
whoever else wants to come.
It'll be all of you. It'll be all of us. Everyone. Holding hands, singing songs together. I look forward to it.
Around a campfire.
Yes.
Inside.
We'll see you then. Stay well.
Seatbelts.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.